glad you're there, Kate. I really needed to get this off my chest.
Was it really that bad, Mum? I thought it was just a chat rather than an actual interview.
But so did I. I mean, with my experience, you'd think I'd have known better. But she even said, so would you have the energy it takes to work the hours required?
She's not allowed to make any comments about your age. Sure, that's illegal now.
Yes, but she was very canny. She didn't exactly mention my age, but anyway, it was awful. She was rude, and to be honest, a bit of a B-I-T-C-H. Now, I'm not so much insulted, I'm enraged.
Well, I'm not surprised you're a bit cross.
It's not just her case. I cannot believe how ignorant and rude people are these days.
Surely it was the same in politics, Mum, when you were bossing people about in the department. It can't be that different out here in the real world.
But it is, honestly. In the past 2 months since the general election, that awful general election, I feel as if I'm on another planet, and it's certainly not a very nice one.
Did she say she'd be in touch about the job?
Oh, no. I didn't give her a chance to demean me further. I stood up and said there must be some misunderstanding, because if she was under the delusion that I would in some way like to be a part of her nonsensical organisation, then she was both misguided and foolish.
I'd say she loved it.
Yeah, well, I saw a little twitch on the side of her nose, but I turned on my heel and marched out.
Oh, good on you.
I'm not taking it, Kate. Really, I'm going to have to just start up something myself.
You're dead right, Mum. You show 'em. You know, you don't have to rush into another job. You can just hang out for a while and enjoy the rare time off.
That's all very well on paper, Kate, but I'm not the sitting around sort. And, well, I just have this feeling in my waters that there's something obvious under my nose that I should be doing next.
You should get out and about a bit more. Sitting at home reading newspapers and listening to the radio with all that doom and gloom.
Speaking of doom and gloom, do you know that the rate of robberies in the last while has gone up again?
Oh, stop.
That would make you never leave the house for fear you'd be ransacked. But okay, you're right. I'll try to look on the bright side. Oh, my mobile's ringing. Let's go.
Bye.
Hello, Susan, Pat. Thanks for calling back. God, I need cheering up. Yes, great. I'll see you in the coffee shop in half an hour. And bring all your brains with you. I think it's up to us now to take on the world. Good God, they never fixed that church bell. It's still 4 minutes slow.
Well, you still don't miss a trick, Maureen. Tell me, how are we going to change the world?
Now, 2 coffees. Who's for the frappe latte with the twist?
Surely not one of you two ladies.
That's for me. And what exactly do you mean?
Nothing. I just thought... Hey, you're little Marcus's gran, aren't you? I'm his little pal Simon's, ma'am. I seen you at the school gates the last few weeks.
Oh, yes, that's me. Hello, Simon's ma'am. Do you have a name of your own at all?
Well, yes, of course. I'm Mags.
Thanks for the coffee, Mags. We'll let you know if we need anything else. Jesus, if I don't throttle one of these young ones soon.
I don't know, she's only trying to be friendly.
The cheek of her calling me Gran. I don't even let my grandchildren call me that. And that's another thing, Susan. Nobody recognises me at all anymore. Since I hung up my political anorak, 20 years been on the telly and newspapers and radio means just nothing. It's like I've vaporised.
Not at all. Sure, she probably never voted in her life. She's only in her early 20s anyway. Relax, Maureen. It's not all bad.
Ah, but it is. This country's going to hell in a handcart. And what a speed it's going at.
Right, so let's make a new plan. I've me thinking cap on. I'll be your strategist, just like in the old days.
Here's where we start. We look at where the most activity is happening in society.
Right.
Yeah. And we look at what we're good at.
Uh-huh.
And then we get in on the action.
Right.
Certainly not politics, that's for sure. Now, you're a computer wizard with a voice like a demon. And I'm good with people. I'm popular, humorous, you know, sort of love.
Ah, Maureen! Maureen, come in, come in. Hello, great to see you again. How's the world treating you? Haven't seen you since the party bash last year. You look great.
Hello there, Ted. Lovely to see you as always. This is my accomplice in crime, Susan Noonan. Susan, this is Ted.
Hello, Ted. Lovely to meet you.
How do you do, Susan?
It's great to see you, Ted. And so good of you to find time to squeeze us in.
Not a bother. Now, what can I do for you two girls?
Well, we won't keep you long. I know I explained a bit about our new business on the phone, but it's easier face to face.
I love the idea already, Maureen. I can see it up in lights.
We realised that the security business is the place to be. Sure, you can't turn a corner without seeing ads for some new system.
And they promise the sun, moon and satellites, oh, the devil and all sorts of protection for your ass and your assets. That's what one of them says.
So we thought we could do better, like introduce a more human touch.
And that's how we came up with Mammy Watch, a 24-hour surveillance system watched over by the mothers of Ireland.
Ta-ra!
Starting with just the two of us,
right.
But we'll employ women of a certain age who feel like getting something off their chest.
So, you set up the cameras and the speakers, and then when the thief or the robber arrives, you take him to task, like a mother would. You call out to him, shame him or her, by shouting at them.
But security systems are the new trampolines, Ted. You're nobody now if you haven't got an alarm system or a cordon strung up somewhere.
Sure, listen, every dog in South County Dublin has an electric fence of its own these days. But Mammy Watch won't electrocute the would-be robbers. Oh, no. We'll make them jump out of their skin.
Out of their skin, Ted.
We'll make them sorry that they ever gave back chat in the first place because, oh, you know, Ted, the young people today, oh, they're so rude.
Well.
And loud. And they've lost all respect for everything, property, each other, the works.
Well, yes, of course. So, where do I come in?
Well, every mighty acorn needs a seed, Ted. All we need is a bit of support at the start. No, not loads of money, just a buffer.
Hey, you! I see you!
Okay, take it down a notch, Susan. You're right off the scale there.
Oh, right, I'm sorry. Hey, you! I see you! You little loser, where's your invisibility cloak now, eh? Yeah, keep looking around, that's it, lovely. I can see all sides of you now, take a bow. Oh, the camera love you. Oh, you're off, are you? I come back, young fella.
That's much better, Susan. More convincing. She's got a great gravelly sound to her voice, doesn't she? I think she'd scare me off any premises.
Yeah, to be honest, I'd leave just to get away from her. She sounds just like a mean vanguarder.
Actually, she was once in the special branch. But that's exactly what we're after. Let's go back to Anna again, if she's still in there.
Susan, we're happy with that, thanks. Anna, will you run through your lines again, please?
Watch out now. She's a former national school principal. Let it rip now, Anna. Imagine yourself back in charge of all those young pups again. And go for it. That's very nice, Anna. Yes, we'll put in the box later. Would you just do the lines, please?
Would you look at what the cat dragged in? Do you seriously think you can't be recognised in that rig out? Sure, I'd know the shape of that head anywhere. You'll hear the happy siren of the police car any second now, sonny boy.
Great, got that, thank you. Oh, God, I feel like I've been caught smoking out the back of the bike sheds.
We let them go now. We've another bunch to record after lunch.
Right, so.
Who'd have thought there'd be so many women wanting to join in? Thanks, everyone. I'll be in touch. Brilliant. You'd scare Christ out of Christmas.
So tell me how this works again. Say I'm trying to break in here after work and you see me on screen in your headquarters. Will I hear Susan or Anna or whoever on a tape recording or what?
Well, sometimes it might be a tape, but most probably you'll hear me or Susan or any of the other mammies calling out to you live.
I see. Oh,
we're going to woman All the cameras 24/7, and by God, but we'll make those courier lads and lassies sorry they didn't stay at home and watch a pirated DVD instead. Okay, everyone. Just call out good and strong now. Don't let anyone get away with anything. The country needs you. Go to it, mammies.
Hey, you with the hair and... Yes, you. If you fall off that wall now and break both your legs, don't come running to me.
Well, there you are. And there you be. I just knew this would end in tears.
This world, Sonny, and I can take you out again. Now stop in the garden and get out of here fast.
Get your maulers off of that right now, or there'll be skin in there. Liar!
Mammy Watch, the surveillance company run and staffed by mothers, has today announced 60 new jobs at their call centre in Barrow Street.
Is that a skirt or a handkerchief you're wearing, you brazen hussy? Yes, you! You're on camera. I hope you're wearing warm knickers.
If that's who I think it is, I can tell you there'll be wigs on the green over this.
The IDA has welcomed the latest expansion of the Mammy Watch network to new markets in the US, China and Europe.
Would you stop? How many times have I told you to cut that fringe?
Oh, you think it's all fun and games now till someone loses an eye.
You're going to show me and the whole family.
Get away from that back window. You're only acting the maggot now.
If you listen to your mummy, you wouldn't be doing this.
Would you look at the cut of your
face? I always knew you were trouble, but this time you've gone too far.
Caught you red-handed, sonny boy. You better take that sour face off you right now. If the wind changes, you'll be left like that.
Get out of that premises this minute or I'll take the wooden spoon to you.
Well, indeed, your mother should know and does most of the time. Welcome back. We're in studio with Maureen Burke of Mammy Watch fame, who, of course, chose that music. And I was just saying that people who feel like they're at risk of being burgled will do anything to avoid it. And that's where you came in, Maureen.
Well, John, I'd just heard so many stories from people who wanted, you know yourself, to feel a bit safer.
So you set up Mammy Watch about 12 months ago, and here you are getting the top award last night at the Entrepreneurs Bash. Well done. It's been some change around for you since you were banging heads together at the cabinet table.
Oh, now, John, I was never really one for banging heads now, as you well know. I was more the type could wear you down little by little.
Indeed, indeed.
But I have to say, I'm very excited about the whole area of technology making things easier. You wouldn't believe the things you can do with cameras and microphones.
Go away.
Oh, we're a long way now from the baby monitor, when you could just hear the baby breathing. Now you can just change channel on the telly and see the baby.
And sing a lullaby without having to go to the bedroom at all.
Absolutely. And we've got a new product, Baby Watch, where our camera is in the ring of the suit or the dummy, and we can see 360 degrees and call out to the street if anybody tries to steal your little treasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one is only €999 for the starter pack.
Oh.
And we've plans for a top secret way of parents to be able to see what their teenagers are up to. But mum's the word on that one until Christmas.
Okay, I would never have thought we'd see the day when the Irish would be so needy of their mammies. But tell me about all your subsidiary companies. You've expanded way beyond the security business, Maureen. The voices of mammy are everywhere, am I right?
Yes, John, thank you for that. I'm a bit surprised myself. In fact, I just put the phone down there a minute ago before coming into the studio from the Irish Rail people congratulating me on their new train announcements.
And as luck would have it, we have one of those announcements here. Let's hear a bit of it.
The next stop is Edgeworthstown. If you're still waiting for the coffee trolley, don't worry. Only another half an hour and you'll be sorted. This next town used to be called...
And on it goes.
Yes, I think it's a nice touch, John, you know, to hear a friendly voice telling you all about the next town.
I thought I'd heard it all when the petrol pump in the garage started speaking to me the other week. What's it you say?
Oh, John, that's one of my favourites.
Yeah?
I say, are you sure now it's diesel you want? You're such a dunderhead, you might just make a mistake. Be nice and check twice.
Yeah, and you think this is necessary, do you?
Well, John, as you know, people can be very stupid, and we're just saving them from themselves. That's how I see it.
If you say.
Anyway, watch out the next time you cross the road in Sligo, because one of our mammies has now been recorded doing the green man voice.
No.
Or should I say the green woman voice? Yes.
Go on, go on. You can cross now. And then don't forget to smile at the people in the cars. A friendly face costs nothing.
Right. I can't really imagine how mad that will sound, but you're certainly determined, Mammy. I mean, Maureen. Don't get too carried away now, or we'll be in big sister territory all of a sudden, if indeed we're not there already. Well, that's all we have time for. Best of luck to you, Maureen, and well done again.
Thanks, John Pesh. And just to say, we have even bigger new plans at Mammy Watch. Not just these lovely little things, but a big idea.
A big idea?
And it'll happen very soon. Not too far away from where we're sitting now, John.
I see.
You've been warned.
Ah, leave them wanting more, eh? Off you go now. Good luck. That was Mammy or Maureen Burke there. Lots of texts coming in response on 51552. One here just now says, John, you've been on camera on the Mammy Watch website for the past 10 minutes. She must have had a hidden lens on you. What? Oh, God, and I have a dirty jumper on today. She did have a big brooch, mind you, in the shape of a spider. I wonder, did that have a camera on it? Oh, that's taking me by surprise now. Not sure I like that.
Listen, Ryanair flight F4498 is about to go. Hurry up now, you stragglers. You can buy your coffee on board. I can see that gate, and it's just about to close. Oh, there it is. Closed.
Welcome to lovely Leinster House. This lift you are in goes all the way up and all the way down. Just push any button you want and I'll tell you all a little potted history of the country.
Customers, there's only one really special offer today, and that's the leg of lamb over at the butcher's. Go on, if you're not using the trolley wheels to keep you upright, gamble over now and have a look. Oh, missus, in the middle aisle, you're never going to make that corner.
To operate your seatbelt, insert the metal tab into the buckle and pull tight. It's the same as every other seatbelt. And if you don't know how they work by now, you really shouldn't be let out unsupervised.
So, Susan, you've got news, and I've got news. Me first. Wait till you hear the next step of the plan. You'll love this.
Two coffees, ladies. Oh, I heard you on the radio and lots of other places. Fair play, missus.
Oh, thank you, Mags. Thank you. Anyway, the next big thing.
Are you not satisfied now with all the fame and the fortune that we're making? Like, what more can there be?
Oh, never say never, Susan. That's my motto now. You'll see, tonight's the night, just before 9 o'clock.
Hi, Mum. Hi, Susan.
Kate, love, hello. I wasn't expecting to see you join us.
Well, I'm a bit rushed, but just for a minute. Mum, your voice just congratulated me on my reverse parking in the car park. And I've just checked my messages on my phone, and it's your voice giving the instructions.
Yes, love. I forgot to tell you I got that contract. It's for all the networks. There's a different mammy on each.
It's becoming very hard to get away from me these days, Mum. Did you send me a free radio last week?
Yes, of course. There's a very special Mammy Watch radio gone to every home in the country. Have a go of it, Kate. You'll love it.
Any chance you could talk some sense into her, Susan?
I doubt it, Kate. I was just being briefed on the next big thing, in fact.
Oh.
It's happening tonight, it seems, though I'm not quite sure what, when or where. And I thought the next big thing was that I was going to tell you that the accountant rang and we are both officially millionaires. And the Barack Obama mentioned Mammy Watch in a speech he gave in Congress yesterday.
You've been listening to Mammy Watch. Sound supervision was by Mark McGrath.
Hello, hello there. Testing, testing. We're off. Hello, Ireland, this is Mammy. Yes, Mammy. Can you all hear me now? Eh? Good. You're listening to RTE Mam, the new station for the nation. That's right. Don't adjust your radio. It's me. Mammy, wait till you hear our news programme in the mornings, Mammy Ireland. And of course, we'll have live, ma'am, at lunchtime. Sorry, look at the time. This is nearly 9 o'clock now. And after the news, we'll have the late night show, Ma'am Talk. Before that, a few announcements. Now, are you all looking at your new Mammy Watch radios? Look right at them. That's it. Lovely. Oh, that's very clear now. Oh, that's great. Now, let me see. Harry Strong in Ballinasloe. I see you. That's no place to put your big mucky boots. Off the furniture now, please. Carmel Walsh alone in Cork. Oh, don't open that third bottle of wine, dear. You promised yourself you wouldn't. Emer O'Neill in Bray, get off that Facebook and go and talk to your poor husband. Nicky Nugent, that's not your house. Get out this minute. Francis Gibson in Galway, that cigarette's about to burn the tablecloth. Quick, quick. Tom and Garrett's. Oh, I'm watching you now. Stop that immediately. You'll put your backs out. Catherine Smith in Clonus. Put down that double chocolate cheesecake. It'll go straight onto your hips. You'll thank me in the end. Now you, yes, you there. I'm watching you. I'm watching you all. Mammy is watching you all.
RTE Radio, ma'am.
Well, apologies for those minutes of silence. I'm sorry about that. There seems to have been a breakdown in our transmission. As I was saying, you've been listening to the final play in our short form series this evening, Mammy Watch by Ethna Hand. Rosaline Linehan played Maureen, the main mammy, and Dawn Bradfield played Kate, her daughter. Susan was played by Ruth McCabe and Georgina Miller played the waitress. Michael Murphy played Ted, the sound engineer, and the newsreader. The continuity announcer was Bernadette Comerford, and John Murray appeared as himself. Sound supervision was by Mark McGrath, the dramaturg was Jesper Bergman, and the broadcast coordinator was Margaret Hayes. Mammy Watch was written, directed, and produced by Ethna Hand. The series producer of Drama on One is Kevin Reynolds.